Terror, Love, and the State of the World. John Robbins is the author of many bestsellers, including Diet for a New America and his recently released The Food Revolution. The son of the founder of the Baskin-Robbins ice cream empire, Robbins walked away from a life of immense wealth to pursue the deeper American dream, the dream of a society at peace with its conscience because it respects and lives in harmony with all life forms, a dream of a society that is truly healthy, practicing a wise and compassionate stewardship of a balanced ecosystem. If we are serious about stopping terrorism, then our goal must be to reduce the level of fear, injustice, and poverty in the world. Approximately 3,000 people perished in the September 11th attacks. Our nation still reels from such despicable brutality, but those who died from the attacks on that tragic day were not alone. On September 11th, 35,000 children worldwide died of hunger. A similar number of children died on September 12th, and again on the 13th, and on every single day since. In today's world, made transparent by television and other telecommunications, any country that attains prosperity unshared by its fellow nations can expect to attract resentment and hatred. In a time when a handful of desperate and suicidal people can devastate the most militarily powerful nation in the history of humankind, any effort dedicated to defeating terrorism must also be dedicated to the goal of bringing justice and prosperity to the poor and dispossessed. To advance human security and control terrorism, we must not find only the brutality of the September 11th attacks to be totally intolerable. We must also find intolerable that 1 billion people worldwide struggle to survive on $1 a day, that more than 1 billion people lack access to safe drinking water, and that 3 billion people have inadequate access to sanitation. We have not hesitated to build an international coalition and to spend hundreds of billions of dollars to defeat those who launched the attacks of September 11th. What if we were equally as dedicated to building an international coalition to eradicate hunger, to provide clean water, to curb infectious disease, to provide adequate jobs, to combat illiteracy, and to end homelessness? This goal is too costly, many say. But this is not true. The cost of our initial military response in Afghanistan will top $100 billion beyond our already enormous annual defense budget of $342 billion. What could we accomplish if we spent even a small fraction of that on programs to alleviate human suffering? In 1998, the United Nations Development Program estimated that it would cost an additional $9 billion above current expenditures to provide clean water and sanitation for everyone on Earth. It would cost an additional $12 billion, they said, to cover reproductive health services for all women worldwide. Another $13 billion would be enough not only to give every person on Earth enough food to eat, but also basic health care. An additional $6 billion would provide basic education for all. These are all large numbers, but combined they add up to $40 billion. Only one-fifth as much as the $200 billion the U.S. government agreed in October 2001 to pay Lockheed to build new F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jets. Might the United States remember in all of this that we have a deep and paramount interdependence with the well-being of all the people of the world? Will the day come when the United States fulfills our true national purpose and achieves lasting national security? If this is truly our goal, and if we devote our actions and resources to its accomplishment, the support for the bin Ladens of the world will begin to diminish. We'll know we've begun to create a world where terrorism can't find a foothold when we commit ourselves and our resources to the building of a peaceful world with as much dedication as we've committed ourselves to war. We'll know we've begun to defeat terrorism when we see the connection between the $5 trillion the United States has spent on nuclear weapons since World War II and the homeless children shivering in the cold, the battered women who have no shelter, and the families broken by grinding poverty. When we see the connection between the $1 billion a day we've spent every day for decades on the military and the hungry people who have no hope, the dying children from preventable diseases, and the families who sell their daughters into sexual slavery because they see no other way to survive. We'll know we've begun to create true national security when we define the greatness of our civilization not by our military capabilities, but by our ability to bring out the best in ourselves and others, and by the quality of life we leave our children. We'll know we're on the right track when we begin producing and eating food that is healthy for our bodies and healthy for the earth, and we no longer find acceptable the existence of human hunger anywhere on the planet. We'll know we're building security when we give up our dependency on oil and develop an economy based instead on hydrogen, wind power, solar power, and other non-polluting, safe, and renewable sources of energy. We'll know we've begun to create a safer world when we design our public policies and personal lifestyles not just for individual advantage, but for the greater good of the whole Earth community. Then our religious and spiritual lives will make us more human, more humble, and more able to live with respect for all beings. We'll know we're upholding the human spirit when the power we seek is the ability to nurture and befriend, and when the success we pursue is one in which all beings share because it is founded on reverence for life. In times of fear, most people step back and wait to see what others are going to do and what's going to happen. Some people, though, see the situation as an opportunity to step forward and take a stand. The more of us who in our hearts and lives take a stand for the creation of a thriving, just, and sustainable way of life for all, the less likely it is that the bin Ladens of the world will accomplish their purposes, and the greater the chance that it will be love and not fear that will prevail. It is to the planting, nurturing, and harvesting of fruits worthy of all that is good and beautiful in us that we must now, as never before, dedicate our lives. Now, as never before, the world needs our wisdom, our cooperation, and our understanding that all humanity is connected. This article by John Robbins appeared in Timeline magazine, May-June 2002. Read by Anne Milholland.